Kaya FM podcast.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
Right, we start first up with new guidelines for the automotive industry. The Competition Commission has published its guidelines for South Africa's automotive aftermarket, which aims to promote more competition around motoring issues such as manufacturing, repairs, insurance and financing. The guidelines have also been developed specifically to promote economic access, inclusion and greater spread of ownership for historically disadvantaged individuals. Now, these guidelines will take effect from the 1st of July this year. I'm joined now by Kanyisa Qobo, Competition Commission Advocacy. Thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you very much, Sumitra, and good evening to your listeners.
Right, so take us through what prompted these changes.
Sumitra, this has been a long road to get us here over a decade. We have been receiving complaints, particularly from SMEs, about a range of issues that were deemed to be anti-competitive in terms of the allegations that were made to us. So some of these issues related to appointment on insurance panels, access to spare parts from OEMs, applications in for dealerships, and so on. Until we came to a point where we sought a holistic solution to address the challenges in the industry. And so we have been working then with the sector to get to this point, and we have now issued these guidelines.
Okay, so take us some of the things that will change come 1st July this year.
Sumitra, the changes are expansive, and a range of stakeholders are affected here, particularly the OEMs, which are the car brands, and the independent service providers, in other words, those who are not necessarily affiliated or accredited by OEMs, and of course, consumers are affected. And I would say, perhaps for your listeners at home, the greatest change for them would be the fact that they would have greater choice in the service, maintenance or repair of their vehicles. And we do hope that with the provisions that we've put in the guidelines, if they are implemented, this would yield to lower prices as well for consumers. I don't know if I can expand a little bit more.
Okay, go for it. Yes.
So as it is, as from 1st of July, consumers will be able to service, maintain or repair their vehicles at any service provider of their choice during the warranty period. And they will have a choice of whether to purchase their vehicle with a service plan or without one. And they will have choice about what type of spare parts to use in the service of their vehicle during the warranty period, whether these are original or non-original parts. And those consumers who have insurance cover should have options, wider pool of options for which they can take their cars for repairs, in the event of motor body damages. So I would say these are, in summary, some of the major changes that we would see from 1st of July.
Some of these changes that you mentioned, really, really good news for consumers because it's been very expensive. It, as repairing your vehicle becomes, you need a budget on its own for that. And of course, when there's unforeseen circumstances as well, if there's an accident or anything, repairs can become very expensive. The number to dial if you have any questions for my guests this evening is 086-00-00959, the WhatsApp line 063-688-0959. Give us a call if you have any questions. I'm talking to Kanyisa Qobo, and she is a Competition Commission advocate, and we're talking about the changes that will take effect on the 1st of July this year, and this pertains to the automotive industry and, of course, for car owners. Now, Kanyisa, you're talking about the OEMs. Those are the original equipment manufacturers. How does that affect them for businesses that are in this space? This means more competition. This means more suppliers can come on board, right?
Certainly, we do see these interventions as an opportunity to grow and expand the market. It does require some changes to the business models of the OEMs, as it does, for that matter, for independent service providers. I think all service providers within the industry would be expected to make certain changes to ensure that consumers remain safe and that they are able to exercise their choices in these matters. One example that would affect OEMs is this area of service and maintenance plans. And as we know here in South Africa, when one purchases a new vehicle, typically it is offered with a service and maintenance plan bundled within that cost of that vehicle. Consumers often are not aware that these service and maintenance plans are value-added products. You know, they are separate costed products to the vehicle, and that there should be transparency about the costing, that is involved in the purchase of a vehicle. And so these are some of the provisions we have put in the guidelines so that consumers can exercise their choice, and when they do purchase service and maintenance plans with their vehicle, they do so knowingly. We also hope, of course, that there would be more competition in this area, such that these service and maintenance plans could be designed in various ways. It need not be that it's only 100,000 kilometers, 5 years. Perhaps there could be various iterations of this, and we do hope there could be some competition introduced there as well. Consumers should be able to purchase these service and maintenance plans from third-party providers. It is not obligatory that they purchase these from OEMs. And in this instance, a consumer would be able to then use a third-party service provider, provided service and maintenance plan, even with an ISP, even with an independent service provider. And so we do expect some significant changes in this area, and that consumers would have a lot more choice and certainly clarity about what it is that they are buying and all of the elements that are included in the price for which they pay when they purchase the vehicle.
So this is, you're talking about the unbundling. So basically the car price would be separated from the service plan or the maintenance plan. I'm assuming that not everybody was happy about this because, car makers basically sell this as an incentive. You know, they add it on and they say, you can get 5 years, 7 years in some instances, service plans and maintenance plans. This now would have to be separated.
It can be separated or it can remain bundled. So within the guideline, we are giving consumers these options. And I think here the principle, just to emphasize again, is around transparency. And these service and maintenance plans, are not complementary as they may be sold to us. In fact, it is quite a unique arrangement here in South Africa. If you look in other countries, particularly in the home countries of the OEMs in the north, it is not the norm that one gets a value-added product with their vehicle. What we are simply saying is, give consumers that choice. It is certainly efficient, I think, for many consumers that it makes sense that you would get this plan from the OEM. But there may be categories of consumers, depending on the vehicle type and model, who may not deem these service and maintenance plans to be necessary. And so, those consumers should have the choice to not purchase a service and maintenance plan, should it not be required. Some OEMs have indicated to us that these built-in these costs within the vehicles. And so in that sense, they can claim that they are offering them on a complementary basis or even as a way of competing with each other. But consumers need to just be aware when they purchase these vehicles as to, is it really complementary or is it a hidden cost? that is bundled within the cost of my vehicle.
Kanisa, will this have any impact on insurance? Because often they tell you that you can only take your car for repairs to a reputable automotive repair store or, you know, an auto body store. How will that impact insurance, or will it have any impact on insurance?
There certainly is an impact for insurance on multiple levels. When an insured consumer during the warranty period, has some damage to their vehicle, the insurer will send that consumer to an OEM-approved repairer. And so we have preserved that arrangement within the guidelines because we recognize that many of these repair shops have made investments to meet the standards of these OEMs within their facilities and workshops. Mm-hmm. And so that will remain the case, that if you are insured and during the warranty period there's some damage to your vehicle, the insurer will take you to an OEM-approved motor body repairer. Of course, outside of the warranty period, we know that insurers would then take you to or channel consumers to service provider that they have selected. In other words, insurer-approved service providers. And so there too, we have put in some provisions that there should be options given to consumers, preferably close to the locality where they reside. Ideally, you want to be given two or three options. We all know, all of us who own cars, in cases where we have to wait for 2 or 3 weeks because a particular service provider who's located, 30 kilometers from where you reside, is fully booked, and this may not be the case. One of the big complaints or common complaints we receive are from historically disadvantaged individuals who claim that there are opaque criteria about joining these insurance panels, and that even when they are able to join these insurance panels, often they are not allocated work. And so within the guidelines, we are putting provisions in place that there should be fair allocation of work. It can only benefit consumers if they are able to repair their vehicles close to where they live.
Kanisa, thank you so much for explaining that to us. Thanks for that information. Kanisa Qobo, Divisional Manager for Advocacy at the Competition Commission. I'm joined now by Mutsaka Ledwaba, owner of a Midrand-based auto body repair shop, LaTech. Thank you very much for joining me, Mutsaka. What does this mean for you?
Thank you, Sumitra, and the listeners of Kaya FM. It's a big win for the industry, and it's exciting to realize that finally the Competition Commission has obviously considered the call that has been made. But it also helps, the collaboration between the expertise within the industry. I think it's very important that we recognize the fact that there's always been segregation, but also isolation and discrimination, especially from the small players and mainly who are black owned. So it's a very exciting initiative from the Competition Commission. But we also encourage that to request from the Competition Commission to try and interact with the policymakers out there, especially from the transformation point of view and the PE, to ensure that black players who are really trying hard to play in the space are given an opportunity.
I think these new guidelines, of course, places you in a much better position. While it is good news for consumers, it is for repair shops as well, because more people come on board. It gives you, as Kanisa was saying, there's more transparency, and also it levels the playing field almost. But how then do you manage? I mean, what are the requirements for you to get up to speed in terms of making sure that you are giving a professional service at all times, meeting the standards required by the industry for auto body repairs?
So, Metra, just to give you a process into how you get involved into operating the mainstays, firstly, you have to go through the compliance process where you get audited by the grading, you know, association, the likes of RMI, CRA, and you know, eventually SAMBRA for grading. And you also go through the process of OEM, you know, approval process, where, you know, they ensure that you are up to speed with what they require. The challenge that we have, you know, is that with that process comes a cost. And the cost that we have to incur to make sure that we align ourselves with the requirements is very taxing. To have a standard shop, you have to have close to about 7 million in terms of making sure that the equipment is there. It's very sad that after you've invested that much money, you still get segregated because, you know, they'll still say, and after investing that money, you expect to get support so that you can get up to speed with the cosmetic, you know, shortcomings that might be of either service or quality and all those kind of things. But you can only master those when you get full support. So if you get minimal support, you are not going to be able to uphold that because it's costly also. For you to maintain the quality is cost. You need to get the right skill. For you to maintain good service in terms of turnaround, you have to get the right people in place. So if you don't have support in terms of work allocation, you're not going to be able to maintain the requirements in the industry. So some of the guidelines are helping the collaboration between the expertise within the industry, from, you know, auto body to mechanical to dealerships and all those kind of areas. I think it's a win. We just need to find ways to work together so that we can all be aligned to the requirement. The main thing is to save the plant, and this plant must be happy.
Absolutely. I mean, when you talk about the support, where exactly do you want the support to come from?
From the auto body space, obviously, the support in terms of the allocation, there's still not fair allocation on repairers area by area. There's people who are getting more and there's people who are getting less work. And with the transformation that we're trying to bring into the industry, it makes it difficult for black, 100% black-owned, you know, players to be in the mainstream and to also address the disparities that are there at this point. But let's be fair. Small players are the ones who are creating employment. Currently, we have shortcomings in terms of creating employment because big players are already, you know, in the ceiling in terms of creating employment. These small players are the ones, the more they increase capacity and the more they get more support, they create more, you know, employment, they hire more skill so that, you know, people are also employed. So if we don't give them that support in terms of job, you know, unit allocations from insurance and even from fleet companies, the job creation becomes limited.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you luck. And obviously, this is a step in the right direction. The support, I suppose, will come after that. But now, I mean, consumers have choice from the 1st of July. They can decide where they want to take their vehicles for repairs. And of course, you know, you being on the list in terms of, you know, people wanting to come to you, this, of course, is good news also for auto body repair shops as well. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Thanks for chatting to us. That was Motsaga Ledwaba, owner of auto body repair shop LaTech, that's based in Midrand.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
Kaya FM podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.